Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, the FDA has just expanded eligibility of Pfizer's booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. Meanwhile, the FDA has separately just issued an emergency use authorization for AstraZeneca's antibody cocktail. It is the first injectable monoclonal antibody drug for long-term prevention of COVID-19 among those with compromised immune systems. And here to discuss is Ruud Dobber, AstraZeneca Biopharmaceuticals President and Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani. Thank you so much for being here, both of you. And sir, if I could start with you, congratulations on the authorization. So explain to me, this is first of its kind in the U.S. and it is a preventative. So people take it before they're actually exposed to any form of COVID. So how does it work? And then how quickly do you think this rolls out?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me in your show. First of all, it's for the first time that we have now a long-acting antibody cocktail. So it consists of two antibodies. They will bind to the spike protein of COVID-19, and as a consequence, the COVID-19 virus cannot infect patients. It's particularly for those vulnerable patients who are immunocompromised. And you can think about patients with blood cancer, patients with organ transplant. All those patients need an additional layer of protection. So it's for the first time that there's now an antibody for the prevention of that. There's a high need for those patients. And equally, we are very happy to report that in the next few weeks, we will roll out a quite extensive number of doses already in the United States. The U.S. government has purchased more than 700,000 doses from us. So we are now in the process in order to make it ready so it can be sent to the U.S. government for further distribution.
Ruud, Anjali here, really great to speak with you again. I want to touch on the sort of patient population that you're looking at, because there are also individuals who've been waiting for an alternative to existing vaccines, either because they're afraid of the side effects or they've already experienced pretty severe side effects. And when it comes to the idea of maybe a booster, they may not be as willing. Does this work in that situation, or is that not recommended?
So it's officially not recommended by the FDA. The FDA has been very clear in the label that this long-acting antibody cocktail is for those patients who are immunocompromised, or for those people who cannot get the vaccine because of an allergic reaction. So it's clearly not meant for people who want to have an alternative for vaccines. Vaccines remain the cornerstone in the fight against COVID-19. And the numbers we are talking about here regarding the availability of doses is simply much lower than it is the case for vaccines. In the United States, just to give you a number, there are roughly 7 million immunocompromised patients across different groups. Once again, organ transplant patients, blood cancer patients, patients with an immunocompromised system like MS. That's the primary target population for this new medicine.
Ruud, Alexis here. Thanks so much for being with us. I know that this is all happening quickly and in real time, but any idea what this antibody cocktail is like in terms of efficacy when it comes to the Omicron variant?
Yeah, that's a very good good question. Let me summarize by saying we are hopeful. We are hopeful based on the genetic data. Once again, the antibody cocktail consists of two very strong binding antibodies against COVID-19. And based on our initial research, we are very hopeful that it will be protective. Having said that, the scientists need to confirm that in the next 1 to 2 weeks. But it looks good so far.
Ruud, I want to quickly touch on the global vaccination efforts, obviously with Omicron a really big focus right now. Can you update us on sort of how AstraZeneca is responding to this when it comes to global donations and finding avenues to make sure there are more shots in arms?
Yeah, no, that's another great question. We're very proud. As we speak, we have supplied more than 2.2 billion doses around the world. And of course, that's very important because we are now one of the largest manufacturers in the world, together with Sinovac, a Chinese vaccine, and the mRNA vaccine of Pfizer. So we are really proud about our internal efforts in order to make this vaccine available to so many people in the world. Because as we know, if we want to get out of this terrible pandemic, we need to make sure that we vaccinate as soon as possible, as much as possible as well, patients or people around the world. So therefore, our efforts are continuing. Just to give you a sense, we're now producing roughly, together with our partners, 300 million doses a month. So you see that the production is up and running, and we will continue to do that moving into 2022 as well.
And Ruud, I want to ask you really quickly, you know, I don't know, this is my hypothesis. I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but it seems like COVID is going to be here for definitely at least the near future, right? Over the next couple of years. And definitely we will then see more sort of mutations like we're seeing now with this Omicron variant. So does that mean that you have to change the cocktail antibody mix that you are creating for people? How often do you need to sort of revise and revisit this? And then how quickly are you able to scale if you do need to change the mix?
Yeah, that's a good question. So first of all, from a vaccine perspective, I think it's fair to say that it is slightly easier to adjust the vaccine for potentially new variants. For the antibody cocktail, it depends on the mutation. If the mutation is completely different from what it is today, then it can still take quite some time, up to 6 months at least. But equally, we have seen that our current cocktail, is very effective against most of the variants. And once again, I really hope that it is also true for the Omicron variant, and we will know that relatively soon. But we can expect more variants coming into the population. And of course, that's a concern, but equally, I can guarantee you that all manufacturers are on top of that. And if necessary, we try to adjust both the vaccine and in our case, also our long-acting antibody cocktail as quickly as possible.
Ruud, absolutely. On that Omicron point, definitely just pivoting back to the vaccines for a second. We saw the report, of course, of the expired doses to Nigeria. I know that largely speaking, once it leaves your facilities, it's really in the hands of the countries. What actions can AstraZeneca really take to ensure that more timely deliveries are coming to, especially countries that have not yet finished even their primary courses?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. We try to work extremely close with governments around the world. AstraZeneca specifically is working primarily with organizations like COVAX and Gavi and CEPI. So those are international, well-known organizations in order to make sure that the distribution is taking place in a timely manner. But sometimes there are logistical reasons that it takes sometimes too long in certain countries to get the doses into the arms of the people. And once again, we put all our efforts behind it in order to accelerate that so that people can enjoy a safe and effective vaccine.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for the work you are doing. Ruud Dobber, AstraZeneca Biopharmaceuticals Business Unit President and Executive Vice President, and Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani. Thank you so much for being here today.